So first up after the break is Mia Lorick. She is a partner with Locke Lord in its Houston office. She is board certified in civil appellate law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization, but she has also tried cases, both jury trials and bench trials, and she is here to talk to us about appellate issues in multi-district litigation, and she just told me that it has been a dream of hers to speak at this seminar, so please give a warm welcome to Mia Lorick.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having me today. I will be speaking on appellate issues that arise in multi-district litigation, particularly in state court proceedings. So multi-district litigation generally is a concept where lawsuits are consolidated into one matter. So generally, you're thinking about lawsuits that come about that are filed throughout the state of Texas that relate to the same subject, so the same event, the same product, or the same type of claim. The reason for this is that it promotes uniformity in the proceedings. So think about if you have lawsuits spread all over Texas. They're with thousands of different judges. You may have discovery rulings that are made. You may have mandamus proceedings that go up to different courts of appeals, and the rulings may not be consistent. Those cases then proceed to trial within different rulings, and it creates a circuit split in the Court of Appeals, and the Texas Supreme Court is left to resolve those issues. So the purpose behind the creation of an MDL is that all of these cases are consolidated into a pretrial proceeding in front of one judge in one county. That judge governs all pretrial proceedings. So think about your initial motions, your discovery, your depositions, your expert challenges, your dispositive motions, even up to pre-admission of exhibits, even up to your motions in limine. That one judge is making the rulings in all of the proceedings. And so it promotes consistency. And the purpose of the rule that was created is really to promote a just and efficient proceeding. And so this is a way to streamline the cases that arise from this single event or product, and to ensure that our courts of appeals and ultimately the Texas Supreme Court is not bombarded with reviewing decisions and rulings and trying to harmonize those. Examples of recent MDL proceedings are In Re Hurricane Harvey, In Re Winter Storm Uri, In Re Astroworld. If you live in Houston, you're familiar with Hurricane Harvey and all of the lawsuits that followed, whether they related to property damage, personal injury, or even subrogation lawsuits. If you live in Texas, you likely were affected by Winter Storm Uri, the winter storm that hit in 2021 in February. Shortly after, maybe a week after that storm hit, several lawsuits were filed. We saw property damage, personal injury, and even wrongful death claims. And In Re Astroworld is another MDL proceeding. If you are familiar with the Travis Scott concert that took place and some of the individuals who were injured at that concert or even died. These are recent MDL proceedings. Some other MDL proceedings, now these also happen at the federal level. So some of those would be In Re Facebook Consumer Protection, In Re Ozempic. A lot of you are familiar with the opioid litigation and rulings that came down from that. So it's basically a complicated way of saying we are combining all the lawsuits that deal with the same subject. Rule 13 of the Texas Rules of Judicial Administration is the rule that governs MDL proceedings. So when you're dealing with an event that happens, we know that a lot of lawyers are going to file lawsuits shortly after the event. As I mentioned in Winter Storm Uri, a week after. So once these lawsuits are being filed, if you or someone in your office represents someone that is being sued and you start seeing these lawsuits being filed in multiple districts, you may want to quickly consider an MDL proceeding. You can petition to the MDL panel via written motion. So the way that this happens is you will have a copy of these petitions that are being filed, and you'll file a motion asking that they go into an MDL pretrial court. In Winter Storm Uri, ERCOT was the first entity to be sued across all districts in that case.